Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to give you your first code word today and the text number to put it to send it to so that you can win your way to the night before. That's the night before the big game. With the Dave Matthews Band, we'll have airfare for you and a friend in Minneapolis, three nights hotel stay, two tickets to see Dave Matthews Band, and more. 7 o'clock, noon, and 4 o'clock, we have code words for you, so be listening and win your way in. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. Play something, and let's test out the stereo on this. Seems buzzy.
Yeah, it's just the computer thing.
All right, because we're going to start with some audio that we need to be able to crank up, and also because it's recorded in stereo, and they're actually trying to use some stereo effects. And this is this ASMR thing.
Okay.
So the first I had heard of this was just a day or two ago when I first read this story, but this is apparently a big trend on YouTube. ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which really doesn't tell me all that much. Like, I still don't really know what it is. But basically, it's people posting videos of themselves whispering to trigger this sensation, this ASMR sensation. People usually watch these videos wearing headphones to try to provoke a tingly feeling from the sounds of whispering and of other background noises, like noises that... You know how sometimes you listen to a song and you get chills all over your body, or you know, you have like an eargasm, we call them. I think we're talking about eargasms here.
Okay, but
like
let me ask.
Like someone a chalk on the, or
sure, well, that would be the opposite, I guess.
Like you get chills just thinking about
right.
it.
Right.
Okay, but this is, I don't think this is that. So,
okay.
Something that triggers this in me, and I've never really put a
title on it.
A title on it at all, or even discussed it, but. There are things that give me that feeling that this may be about to give me as well. You know what did it, which is the only thing I can think of? When someone is quiet, like, for example, you're at the doctor mm-hmm. or someplace where they're working mm-hmm. and the room is quiet and you only hear little sounds of someone sort
working,
of busy work,
right.
I get that feeling like... It's not bad. It's actually a good, interesting feeling, but you couldn't tell someone, keep doing that. I like it.
Right. Because what am I doing?
Yeah, because there is no real thing
right.
happening. But if someone's working around you mm-hmm. closely enough that you can hear the sound,
mm-hmm.
but otherwise it's a quiet room. I've also gotten that feeling watching CSI of all damn things, where they're the moments where they're doing the quiet, the busy work,
mm-hmm.
where now they've gone into the lab and they're doing the lab work.
Mm.
I've gotten that. Is that what we're talking about?
I think that is what we're talking about. And I'm with you. You know, it is. It's hard to put into words. Apparently, it's this autonomous sensory meridian response where, but it's for me, it's mostly voices. I love voices anyway. I always listen to people's voices, and I'm really but there's something about whispering. Like, I noticed it for the first time in my life. I ever noticed it was I had a boyfriend when I was about 15 or 16 years old, Mike Riddell.
Oh, this is the guy that wait, is this the guy that stole your virginity?
No. This is a
after.
Yeah, we were virgins both together the whole time, and he whispered in my ear one time, like, you know. Whatever he said, and my whole body went, oh, like it was this feeling of just, I just was like, oh, was that just the breath against whatever little cilia or in my ear? Like, I didn't know what it was, but now you're saying that I love a silent room and the noises of work. I love the sound of paper. I love even when I'm in a silent room reading and just the sound of the turning of a page of a book.
It doesn't
really
always
funny.
Happen to me, but it's definitely, it's got to be purposeful motion, and it's got to not be directed by me. It comes on. It comes on, or I've gotten
it's
this
like
feeling.
You can't tickle yourself.
I couldn't definitely say, can you do me a favor and rustle some paper? Like, it needs to be purposeful work happening around me. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hire someone to do it. It's
How
just these weird moments where it's happening. And I,
well, let's see if you get the same response from these. So this is apparently a trend on YouTube, and I believe we have three or four celebrities here.
Yeah.
And so these are somebody, I guess, at W Magazine is like, we get this and we know. So they've done a series of these interviews with people, and they're all whispers. So we're starting with Gal Gadot.
Yes.
Okay. Here we. She has like a lot of.
So she's laughing too much. It's ruining it for me, but that's it.
All right. Well, let's go to the next one.
Who? That was, I liked that one a lot.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you feel any kind of, ooh?
Well, as soon as I found out it was Gal Gadot, I was like,
okay.
The person matters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's Danny DeVito, I'm not going to be into it, just so you know. Is he one of the people?
What do you got against Danny DeVito?
Maybe he's would do it for you in a whisper. Don't say who the next person is.
All right.
Is it the one that you played for me? Because I don't think I know who the other ones are besides these two.
Yes, it's the
okay.
one I played for you.
So let's see if they can pick this out. He's actually crossing over into through the whisper.
Dead on me, just so you know.
Oh, really? Is that how?
It's a dude? This is a dude, right?
Dudes don't work, huh?
No, they don't. Do they work on you?
What's interesting is it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. The feeling that I was describing to you before, it's totally...
It's just auditory. It has nothing
to do with...
It's
just come on in moments where I wouldn't have expected it. But the feeling... This is it.
It's so funny.
I've never been able to describe it, so I've never discussed it with anyone, but that's the feeling.
That was Jake Gyllenhaal. Don't you like
that's
him?
That's my arch enemy.
Oh, it is? Oh, right, because he played the Prince of Persia.
But it's never been something that comes on in voices. It comes on in background.
But you're feeling it even with the voices.
I'm feeling it now for sure.
But you said specifically the knives going were the thing in the Gal Gadot thing?
No. The knives for me, when John sharpens the knife with that thing.
Because he's a knife, you're a knife family.
I have to leave the room.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't like it?
I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
It just does something to me that I just...
It's funny because you've also mentioned like the nails on the chalkboard, that kind of thing. Like, I think that you're really sensitive to noises that you don't like, as opposed to tuning in to the things that you do.
Yeah,
interesting.
Any more hot chicks? Yeah,
no, I don't know. I don't actually know who this next one is. So we're gonna play it. And...
Here we go.
All right, I'm gonna skip her name so that.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a her. Okay. All right.
Has an edge to it that I don't know.
Oh, really? Oh, I was thinking.
It's not, it's definitely not voices for me, but what's
the.
It's so. What is. Say the title of this again?
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
They need to come up with a better name.
They do.
Well, at least this is the first time. I'm telling you, it creates an out of body experience for me that I've never been able to put a finger on or describe in a way that anyone would not go. You're a douchebag. You know what I mean? Like, trying to describe this, I think people would go, dude, what are you even talking about? And I feel like I'm the only one who's ever gotten that feeling.
Well, apparently, it's a thing. How funny.
If you type in ASMR on YouTube, there's so many videos of
this.
Oh,
Vinny, there you go. You'll be able to find
out. Honestly, I don't get it from what you just played for me, and I don't get it purposefully. It's only come on in moments by accident. And it's triggered in a room of ambient noise while someone is doing.
Or whatever little right.
Or
if I could. Get her!
I don't like that sound.
Well, the sounds of writing. That's nice.
And you start to get that like, whoa, this feels weird.
I like the sounds of, my mom used to brush her hair and brush my hair when I was a kid, and I used to love the sound of the brush, how it pulled through.
Oh, yeah.
Just that sound. Sometimes when I'm brushing my own hair, I try to hear that. I think my brush is really different than the one she used to use, though.
You need those ones with the hollow...
That's what she had.
Right.
Yeah.
Those, like, sort of... amplify the sound.
19.5 says, my 14-year-old is totally into ASMR and listens to it every night to fall asleep.
Oh.
It's mostly hot young women, and I think it's more erotic.
That's
than relaxing for
it's
him.
A porn thing. This, I'm telling
well, now you,
you
know
I
to
saw
look
it.
For
well,
it,
I don't want, I don't necessarily
but
want
if
that.
But it takes you to the next level.
What level beyond finishing is there?
I don't know. Seems like people are always looking for a next level.
This is the sound of somebody brushing their hair.
That doesn't sound like it.
I think it's just a very sensitive mic.
Yeah, it's too sensitive. Yeah, it's sounds like they're dragging their underpants across the thing. The sound of like just a short stroke, and you can hear the little tines of the brush. What are the little brush? Oh, that's nice.
That's pretty neat.
All right. I guess we've been immersed in this long enough, huh?
Neat. I appreciate you bringing that up because that's the first time I've ever had anyone put to what I'm feeling.
How funny. Yeah, you've never expressed anything like that, but that's, you know.
Well, like I said, how do you describe that to someone and have it make any sense?
Right. Yeah. How does that ever come up, right?
Could you just keep working over there? Just almost there.
Hey, before you get to your next story, all I just want to tell everyone.
Oh, tell it.
Everyone.
Tell it in a whisper.
Because we have a new boss and a new company.
Yes.
We now have the approval for interns. And if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, we went ahead and typed up everything and made it crystal clear on how to apply.
Okay, and I'll do that in a minute here too.
And it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right.
Where are we standing in this photo? Is this in Sonoma?
Oh, I don't. I just grabbed something on Google
Images. I
think
these are the pictures we took in that pathway in Sonoma.
I just didn't want to grab Sarah with long hair because she would have been like, my hair's not long anymore, and then we would have to talk about that. So I just. That's a Google image.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that is Sonoma.
That was
that's Sonoma, right?
Hilarious. Marilyn Manson.
I love her so much. I bought the new album too. It's good.
Marilyn Manson apparently has had to take some time off after that, you know, gun fell on her at that concert. Remember a few months or two ago?
It was like a broken leg or something, right?
Yeah. They don't say exactly what happened, but basically, he postpone the date that he's making up on January 16th at the Fox in Oakland.
Oh.
Next week, Fox in Oakland. Is the 16th Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. So he was supposed to perform there back in October, but he postponed it due to the stage injury that occurred in September. He was performing in New York City, and the stage prop was like, wasn't it two crossed guns that were like up on some kind of scaffolding, and the whole thing like fell down
on him?
Well,
none of it was secured in any way. So
he even says
climbed on it, and it just came down on him.
I only recently watched the video of it. I can see how it could look terrifying. It was terrifying for me because the truss was not secured properly.
Right, or secured at all.
Right. It fell on me. So there you go, Marilyn Manson. He's back from his terrifying incident.
The new album, there's a song, We Know Where You Bleep and Live, and that's a... We can't play it, obviously, because there's...
Bleeping live, isn't it?
But he's got a... He knows how to scare you.
Hey, grab some Iron Maiden.
Oh, what are you trying to do? Make me love you more than I already do?
I am. I'm always trying to do that, Vinny. That is my goal.
I didn't think it was possible, but you're on a roll. This whole
break I didn't realize that the ASMR thing was going to be right
I
up your
either.
Alley. Bruce Dickinson. I just think this is funny, and this is also for the parents out there. Anybody who's ever had to deal with a screaming baby, and boy, you have.
I have.
Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, who I consider just one of the great metal voices. I mean, I think he's amazing.
If you were to say who is the metal voice, it's between Judas Priest and Iron Maiden, right?
Well, I'd throw David Coverdale in there.
Oh, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Hell yeah. Whitesnake? Oh, my. You got any Whitesnake ready?
Just let's stick. We're just about out of time here. Let's just stay on topic.
And Whitesnake doesn't get to be in the best metal voice of all time.
Oh, this is it. Crank this up. Keep it going because he's about to bust out.
Right.
The story is...
Yeah! Come on!
Six,
the number of the beast.
Boo!
Where did that come from?
Crank it. Bereft the beast! Okay.
All right. Bruce Dickinson
and babies.
He has
some advice for aspiring metal singers. Pay close attention to how babies scream because they do it just unabashed, uninhibited. They let it go. He says, you can learn an awful lot from babies. The racket that comes out of that tiny little thing. And it goes on forever. They don't lose their voice, do they? Ever. Yeah. Babies have got no fear of just letting rip with all their diaphragm and everything. And they've got these tiny little lungs.
See, you're a singer, so you can speak to this. But I thought the whole point was you're mic'd, so you don't have to scream the way you can get to the back of the room without having to make the... I've had so many people go, dude, you're mic'd. You don't need to scream the way... And I'm like, I'm just doing what I do. This is not... I'm not purposefully being noisy.
But you do need some breath support. You see people when they go for the big notes, they need a lot of breath behind them. They hold the mic off far away from their face because they know in order to get it, they need to put some support behind it. He says, my God, they make an amazing noise. So you think about that. And you think when people say, oh, I can't sing, oh, yes, you can, you've just forgotten how to do it.
Oh, that's nice of him to say.
I know. I like it. Because I think everyone should spend a little time singing every day, no matter how bad it sounds. It feels so good. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
If people could change their height, would they be taller or shorter, do you think?
I think that one's easy.
Is it?
I do. But I won't give you my answer now. I'll do it after these.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:38 in the morning. Hey, I don't have my intern stuff right in front of me. Darn it all, I wanted to talk about that. Listen, our intern program is back. This part of the show is brought to you by Zelle. If you are going to college and you can get college credit for it and you're over 18, you're willing to get your ass in here at 5 in the morning a couple days a week, we would love to have you.
Yes, we would.
We would love it. We're starting our farm league back up. It's great. The future. We're bringing the future back. We're bringing future back. So if you would like to be a part of the Alice Morning Show family and you're willing to work hard and go for it, then send an email. Go for it. Come on, let's go for it.
You're going to be hearing that later today, everybody.
Why are we going to hear that?
We got a humongous movie review coming up. I don't want to do a double plug, but back to the interns.
Wait, and Corey Feldman's in the movie?
Oh, no. Corey
Feldman's that's
in
your
intro.
Right. I was going to say, because I actually have a Corey Feldman story
you do?
Today. Yeah,
oh,
so we may hear it anyway. We may hear it a couple times today. Anyway, back to the intern thing. Send a cover letter and a resume and make sure everything's spelled right to Uzette at RadioAlice.com. U-Z-E-T-T-E. And if you're not sure how to spell it still, please go to RadioAlice.com and find her name on there. Because, damn, she wants it spelled right. All right, here we go. A new way to send money from your banking app, Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. This is how money moves. Learn more at ZellePay.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. I normally don't start with texts, but I would like them to be as close to the last segment we did as possible.
And you're talking about that
auditory, whatever you called it.
Darn it all. I put it to the side.
ASMR.
ASMR, but it's autonomous sensory meridian response, which apparently, people, this is a thing.
Well, it is a thing and I never knew it.
Yeah.
And I've always liked it and never knew it. 415 says, Vinny has it. There are multiple types of ASMR. I don't like voices either. My triggers are sounds of cooking, writing, crinkling paper, or plastic. So my thing has always been
plastic.
That I could never, I never even thought to purposefully
seek it out,
seek the feeling. I just got the feeling in certain situations, office places, doctor's offices, places like that, mm-hmm. where it happens and it's almost like I'm floating or I'm out of body. And then something happens to stop it.
And the doctor turns around and says, okay, open wide.
Right. And then it's over. Mm. But I'll even get it if someone's, you know, when the doc is doing a physical and they're checking you over,
yes.
and you're just sitting there,
yeah.
and they hear you, your heart, and then they're moving around and they
yeah,
poke
yeah.
in your ear yeah. and they're, I don't know, they're looking in there,
I guess.
And then they're moving about around you.
Oh,
that feeling for sure is like, there's a floaty feeling to that.
So what are the people saying about this?
Well, that was the one. Human is much more tolerable in a whisper. Can he whisper all the time?
I sure can. What do you want me to say?
925 said, damn it, even Human whispering did it.
Oh, funny. He got you. Get him.
For Vinny, YouTube, ASMR of dentist office. No voices, just office sounds.
Mm. It's interesting that people are saying they use it to fall asleep. Like you find a video that...
Like, I fear that you'd ruin the feeling by doing it too much. But, you know,
maybe
then
you'd
again,
actually hone
people
it.
Would
you'd
say
to...
that about...
anything.
Certain self-pleasure yes. techniques. So, and that's never stopped. Mm. That hasn't...
You haven't used that up yet.
Nope.
Huh? Yeah, maybe you'd actually hone it and be able to drop right into that feeling quicker.
I am so Vinny. I had this realization about ASMR 2 years ago. I have anxiety, and this helps a lot.
Mm.
It helps me become calm. My mind is too restless, so ASMR is like meditating. Kate Hudson was great. Human talking about interns is not. Love to you all.
Oh, you just took away the one I was going to read. 925 said something to the effect of, you guys sound like you're on ecstasy.
Right.
Well, oh, we should try that. We should do ASMR while we're on ecstasy.
That is sort of, it's an indescribable feeling, and it's not a drug.
Right.
But it does make you feel, I don't know, whatever.
High on sounds.
So I'll do the story first that I teased you with. I have other stuff to talk about, but if you could change your height, would you?
Well, since you'd mentioned this earlier, I thought about it, and I would not change my height. I feel like I'm kind of an average height. I don't feel too short or too tall, and so I would not change it. But my guess is that people would want to be taller. I guess unless you're really tall, then you'd want to be shorter.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you, I'll say half of all people would change their height. Would you change your height? You'd go for a couple inches taller, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't, the only reason I think about my height is because some people in my life are always talking about height.
Yeah.
I don't think of it.
I have no idea who
it
you're
never.
Oh, really? I think it's us.
It never crosses my mind. I don't find myself looking, like our boss is really tall. I don't look at him and think, oh, I wish I could see eye to eye to him. I don't think that. It doesn't matter to me. My body has always served me well.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes up quite a bit around here. So I certainly in those moments have thought.
So a couple inches then. So that's a yes.
No. The answer's no. I'm good. I don't trip on it.
What about you, Bryn? Are you Human? Would you go a couple inches
taller? I would.
Taller?
I think I'm 5'10".
You'd like to be 6 feet.
And I'd like to be 6 feet just because, you know, you want to be 6 feet.
There's yes and no for me. Sometimes I want to be taller, but I think for like athletic abilities for flipping and stuff like that, it's different. It's harder for somebody really tall to do
a little more gangly
certain things.
So I was watching Amazing Race last night.
Oh my God, me too.
You were?
Oh, this season is fantastic.
So one of the funny moments, because this is the first time it's been turned on in my house, so I just saw Cody and Jessica
yeah.
from Big Brother, but I also, they showed a really tall dude's face on the show, and I went, I know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a basketballer for the Suns. Who is that guy? And I went and looked him up, and I went, sure enough, Sean Marion, he's a basketballer for the Suns and others. But but those basketballers had to do this thing where they were pushing this hand truck with French fries on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching him and going, that dude's back is killing him.
Well, he's got to bend over so far to do it. It was incredible.
Absolutely. And I
thought, how long did he have to do it?
Well, they had to run a race.
He had to do it twice, didn't he?
I don't know, but I just thought, height isn't always a plus.
Mm-mm.
There's times when, especially if you're
on the Amazing Race trying to push a hand truck,
a tall like guy trying to live in the normal world, you find yourself going, my feet are hanging off the bed.
Again.
You know, and those basketballers, I'm sure they are accommodated wherever they go because they've risen to that level.
Right. They can afford to put 8-foot doorways in their house or, you know, however tall they need it to be. They get a custom-made mattress, custom-made sheets. No problem. Their feet aren't hanging out. But for the average person who's not every 6'7" dude is in the NBA. And so they are SOL.
Mm-hmm. 831 says, I'm 6'5". I'd rather be 6'2 or 6'3".
Oh.
There it is.
Yeah.
And I don't even, I can't even imagine. I was thinking about it earlier when we did the story. I saw some ad in the newspaper that was done like an actual story about this new drug for men that makes them horny all the time. And the picture is of this, a woman underneath a man. It's looking down on her face and she's so happy. And
all I could think he's finally into me again.
I don't see that reaction. I see a running from that guy reaction is more likely.
Yeah, I don't know that I want a bunch of dudes to be horny around me all day. I mean, aren't dudes horny all the time anyway?
It's
what it seems like.
Right. But I also thought by looking at that picture, do you want the weight of someone on you like that?
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
She's not listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? I was reading text. What?
You do like that.
He asked, do you want the weight of someone on you?
I don't mind it.
So have you, okay, so John is about, I'm going to guess he's 170?
Oh no, he's like 150 or something.
Okay, 150. So do you want a 200 pound?
No, I want the 150 that I got at home.
Okay.
But one, actually, no, I mean, I like the weight of a man.
Yeah. Me too. And I like John's chest hair.
Against your chest hair?
Yeah, I like chest pressed together. I like when, you know, you have a little sweat going and, mm-hmm. and you get like a sound. I think that's kind of funny. Yeah, between your bellies. It's fun. Although, you know, in general, I mean, let's just do that for a minute and then move on to something else.
45% of both women and men say they'd want to be taller.
Oh, 45%.
Yeah.
So more people want it to be shorter, or some people just didn't want to change?
Or just fine the way they are. I think my missus is would say taller. She feels short.
Mm. Oh.
How tall is she?
She's 5'1 or something like
is
that.
Is she really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think of it at all because we're sort of similarly heighted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think in the business world, she finds herself feeling short.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that.
You Does just that make feel sense?
Like, right, because sometimes people equate little with young or inexperienced or something. You know, you're inconsequential because you're little.
Mm-hmm.
And women who are small have to be, you know, bigger.
Louder.
Right.
7% of women and 3% of men would be shorter. And then a bunch of people would just stay the same, which I, you know.
Well, I feel like I'm used to the world the way it is.
I don't see it as a problem, except when I hear certain people who only notice a tall person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use that.
I just love tall men.
You love short men, too. You've been known to love a short man or two.
Vinny. Bryn.
That's who I'm talking about. I didn't want to say their names.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, right. I love a fast fact.
Coca-Cola wanted to raise their prices from 5 cents a bottle in 1953. 53.
Wow. 5 cents for a Coke.
5 cents. So they asked the Treasury Department to start making 7.5 cent coins. How about the balls on them, huh? They actually go to the government and say, would you mind making a coin specific to our...
Yeah, 3/4 of a dime.
Our rate rise.
You know, though, it does seem ridiculous. But I guess, you know, if they're like, look, we're paying this amount in taxes, and a nickel was actually worth something back then, so maybe the 7.5 cent coin was...
The Treasury Department said, no.
Yeah, no, we're not doing
so,
that.
So, Coke waited a minute or two and then raised to 10 cents.
Ooh, doubled their price.
Well, I mean, I guess in their own office place, they're like, look, we tried to not do it.
I mean, were people still not using pennies even back then? I mean, Jesus. The penny has always been the bastard child of the coin world.
I guess so.
Get rid of them.
Despite the myths, your hair and fingernails don't keep growing after you die.
Oh, is that so?
Had you heard
that? I have heard that, yeah.
Did you believe it?
I just said, okay. I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but I have heard that.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. That segment you did on that new feeling, it triggered a lot. Vinny, if it's ambient noise that does it for you, you should look into Foley work.
Oh.
The thing is, this feeling, this is the first time I've ever heard a title to it, and I've never sought it out. It's just something that happens.
You'd noticed happen
in real
to you,
moments.
Right.
And so, and I've enjoyed it as it's happening, and then it goes away, and I, or something stops the, and I go, oh, all right. I mean, I'm not going to keep going to the doctor for physicals, if you know what I mean.
You do go to the doctor for a lot of physicals,
I like
though.
To be checked out because
is
I want to.
Is that what it is?
No.
You like to be checked out? Or
I'd
you
like
just wanna...
to not die, Sarah. That's why. Because you're supposed to get a physical. Because I'm blessed with insurance, and I should use the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me that. I do have a hot doctor, though. Did I just say that out loud?
You just
sure
is
did.
Is that the one whose hand you kissed?
No, that was my kid's doctor.
So she's not hot then? All right, we got it. Poor lady.
I wasn't trying to say it that way. It was just that I was trying to kiss my kid.
Do you take Isla to Stanford also?
No. And the only reason I still go to Stanford is because I can hit it on the way home. You guys aren't my
with
friends.
The bold pen strokes that he's listening to in the room.
Hooman knows nothing of metal. David Coverdale, really?
You know
come
nothing,
on, Vinny.
Hooman.
Let's hear
it's
Phil Anselmo. Yeah, Pantera. I love Pantera. No. Look at this guy. Funny. Sent us a picture from his shower.
Oh, my God. Is he singing? Oh, my God. Hilarious. Did he just take that this morning, you think?
It looks like it, yeah.
That's.
Yeah, I think he was hearing the metal segment
the
and loving it.
That's so funny.
Here I go.
510 says, Vinny, think back to elementary school when the classroom was quiet and the purposeful paper movement was classroom work.
I used to love being in a quiet classroom, and I never really put the two things together until you were just saying that. But there are certain, like, well, I mean, I just figured, and I guess everyone does, love sounds. Like, I love stepping on a crisp leaf.
The problem with that setup is that if I have to do stuff too, then it takes me out of it. I have to be sitting there just hearing it.
Do you close your eyes and just kind of let it wash around you?
I will, but I don't actually want to come off like I'm getting, I don't know. No, I don't. Because it's usually public place where I don't want to come off like I'm getting off. Mm. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
I just like it.
You don't
it's
have
not...
to put an O face on. You could just close your eyes. Have a creepy smile on your face.
That whispering thing is obnoxious. I'm turning on Spotify. Have a lovely day.
Oh,
Jesus.
What a brat.
God. I mean, we get it. There's a knob there, but you don't have to tell us
don't
you're
be
using
mean about it.
It.
God. Ooh.
Turn it up. Rip off.
Best sound is soft whispering and slowly ruffling sheets.
Oh, sheets are nice. Like the crinkle of sheets.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, let me look. Hold on. I got the final numbers for the best-selling albums of 2017.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I have news on someone's divorce that's getting put off, but maybe not for the reason that you might think. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.